Chapter 11. Hendon Hall. Miles and Edward left the judge very quickly.
"Where do we go now?"
asked Edward.
"To my home," said Miles. "To Hendon Hall."
Edward was very tired and hungry. He liked this idea.
"Yes," he said. "Let's go to Hendon Hall. We will rest and then we will return to the palace."
They walked for a long time out of London and into the countryside. They went across fields, through woods, and past lots of pretty houses. They spent the night in a small hotel. They carried on the next morning, and soon they reached Hendon Hall.
"Here is Hendon Hall, my king. My family will be so happy to see me. They will love you too. Look how big it is. There are 70 rooms," said Miles.
He was very happy to see his old home again after so much time. They walked up the long path to the door.
"Has it changed?"
asked Edward. The house looked very small to him.
"No, everything is the same."
Miles smiled and knocked on the big old door. They waited, but nobody came.
"Knock again," said Edward.
Miles knocked on the door. Again, they waited for a long time, and then the door opened. The man at the door looked like Miles, but he was younger. Miles smiled at him.
"Hello, my brother Hugh. After all this time, I have missed you so much."
But Hugh did not smile.
"I don't know who you are," he said. "What do you mean?"
asked Miles. He did not understand.
"I'm your brother. I've been away for years. I was a prisoner, but now I've come home."
Edward did not like Hugh's face. It was unfriendly and unkind.
"You are not Miles," said Hugh.
He was very serious.
"I got a letter a few years ago. The letter said Miles died in the war in France."
Miles was very surprised.
"No," Miles said. "That's not true. I'm here. I'm alive." "My brother is dead."
"You do not even look like him," replied Hugh.
"That is impossible,"
shouted Miles.
"Where is my father? Our father? He will know me."
"My father died 2 years ago," said Hugh.
"Oh no,"
said Miles. He looked down for a long time. He was very sad and he wanted to cry. Edward understood.
"Where is my love, Lady Edith?"
Miles asked quietly.
"She will know me."
"Do not talk about Lady Edith," said Hugh angrily. "She is my wife."
"Your wife?" asked Miles. "That is impossible. I'm going to marry Lady Edith."
"Be quiet," shouted Hugh. "You are not my brother. I will get Lady Edith,
but she will not know you."
Hugh returned with a very beautiful woman. She walked slowly and looked at the floor. She was very sad.
"My Edith," said Miles, "I've waited so long to see you."
Miles ran towards Lady Edith, but Hugh stopped him. At last, Lady Edith looked at Miles.
"I don't know who you are," she said.
Her face was white, and it did not move. Edward thought she might cry.
"Edith," Miles replied, "it's me. You know me."
He believed Hugh made her say these things. He was very sad because he loved her.
"I don't know who you are," she said again.
And then she ran out of the room.
"You see, my wife doesn't know you. The guards are coming. They will take you to prison. Do not try to run away," Hugh shouted.
"This is my house," replied Miles. "I will not leave."
Just then, four strong guards came and took Miles and Edward to prison.